A new book chronicles the journey of a Sun Valley family in the 90s when they're suddenly faced with the death of their son. Rocky Bates struggled from the time he was adopted with medical issues. In the book Empty Jacket, his mother Vicky Bates follows his struggles with illness, his childhood, and his sudden death at age 10. Bates wanted to write about not just the bad times, but also the good times in his life. She says her book is not just the story of Rocky's life, but also acts as a guide to others who have suffered loss. Bates sat down with our Samantha Wright and talked about how she started writing the book.
We lived in California for many years, and then we moved to Idaho, and nobody knew his past. Nobody knew all the illnesses he had been through. And when he died, I felt like it was not enough that people thought he just died. I wanted people to know what he had gone through, what we as a family had gone through. And that was a bigger why him to me than anything else.
So I'm reading the book, and Rocky has all these problems, medical problems. He has asthma. He's got all these other things going on. And then one day he eats a cookie?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
He was 10. We had been living in Sun Valley, Idaho for a few years. His brother Jackson, who was the second baby we adopted, was 7 at the time. And a dear friend gave him a cookie to go to soccer. Rocky was not allergic to peanuts. And he had a lot of allergies, but nothing I could pinpoint that was over the top. So she took him to soccer. She gave him homemade cookies. They had walnuts in them. Had no idea. And when I got to pick him up, he had such difficulty breathing, and he started throwing up. And I was so used to 10 years of things going wrong and just to keep him calm. Because when you have asthma, especially as a child, you know, you cannot breathe. You are freaking out. It's like being in the bottom of a swimming pool when you can't get to the top. It's scary. So I always remained calm, drove him home slowly. Obviously, it didn't work out because we didn't have paramedics, and I thought we did. And he needed an EpiPen shot. No doctors, nobody gave me an EpiPen. And it's devastating. There's no getting around it, you know. I still think of him a lot. But to know that you'll get through it and there's a purpose helps you a lot.
And so you spend a lot of time right now helping people get through loss.
I try to, you know, sometimes it makes me a little uncomfortable because there's a part of me that says, keep moving ahead. And I have met a few people, very few, that use a loss in their life or a tragedy to bring a light on themselves. So it goes beyond tragedy, the loss of a child, to poor me. And when I was in that situation of the loss of my child, I could see very easily how you could bring up your son or something and get people around you and touching you and hugging you and kissing you and feeling sorry for you. But in reality, that's not about the issue. You know, your son came or your daughter came. And as I tell people, if you had a choice to not go through this death or not have the child, you would always pick the child because you were blessed with that child. And that was a gift. And nobody could tell you how long that gift would stay, but it was a gift.
What do you want people to take away from this book?
The Dalai Lama was in Sun Valley right after my son died. And I was going to a botanic garden, and there were two monks there. And I said, my son died. And they said, how old was he? And I said, 10. And they said he lived a full life. Those words were so powerful for me because we do not know what a full life is, what we come to accomplish. We presume that everybody's going to live till 80, 90. But so many children go out, and every one of those children was the light of everybody's eye. They were outgoing. They were fun. They offered so much to the world. And so that was their purpose. And I think my purpose was to write this book to help people get through death. And I also do hospice, and that's been a great volunteer process for me, seeing people die. And it's a natural phenomenon. You know, it's going to happen. So I believe in my book, and I believe it'll help a lot of people. And that's the purpose. I need to get it out so that people know there's something to turn to that, you know, I got breast cancer a little while after Rocky died, and everybody was shocked. But after you crawl yourself out of a loss of a child, nothing shocks you anymore. Nothing makes you afraid. You're a warrior, and there are a lot of warriors out there. And we have to step up for the people coming in line.
Vicki Bates is the author of the book Empty Jacket. She runs a blog about losing a child and finding hope and is a hospice volunteer. She lives in Sun Valley.